Hi, this is Dr. Mary Young. Welcome to the audio version of my blog. Today's post is called Games People Play. I heard someone talking about their life recently like it was a constant series of fires needing to be put out. Since I often think in pictures or imagery in my head, I started picturing the game Whack-A-Mole. If you aren't familiar with it, you get a mallet and moles pop up quickly in a random pattern on a little motorized wheel of sorts. The goal is to hit one and push it down before it retreats on its own. It got me thinking about other familiar games to describe one's life. I'm going to just list them out here, and you can decide if any of those describe you. Monopoly. This is the kind of person who spends their time and energy trying to collect the best real estate. I don't literally mean houses, but things they think that have worth. Their primary pursuit is the acquisition of status, and this is often prioritized over relationships. In fact, in the actual game of Monopoly, the goal is to use one's asset to weaken the rest of the people in the game. While Monopoly players in this metaphor might not have the intention of hurting others deliberately, that is often an outcome when acquisition is the driving force of their energy. Twister. In the musical Oklahoma, Connie sings, "I'm just a girl who can't say no." Twister people have undefinable boundaries. They are there for everyone all the time. Pick up the dry cleaners, watch the neighbor's kids, volunteer for the PTO, work overtime. You name it, they are there. There's a saying, if you want something done, ask a busy person because they know how to get things done. Yes, they do, but at what cost? Twister is a game where you place a part of yourself on a spot on the mat that the spinner randomly selects you for you. It doesn't take a lot of spins to have yourself so sprawled out that you collapse on yourself or another. The next game is Jenga. The goal of Jenga is to lay the blocks one on top of the other to see how high you can build things. Similar to Monopoly, the goal is to get higher than the next guy, but you aren't as protected as you are in Monopoly. With Jenga, every acquisition puts you closer to a potential crash. Jenga livers are people who take risks without regard for the downsides. They push their limits again and again. There's little time to enjoy any single accomplishment because each of them is only a stepping stone to the next. Candyland. Part of me envies the Candyland players, except I have to remember that as delightful as it looks, the win is really not as sweet and yummy. It's only an illusion. Candyland promises that while there are a few setbacks here and there, for the most part, everything is good and yummy as it should be. And if you hang in there long enough, you are guaranteed the promise of even more at the end. Perhaps Candy Crush, which I'm ashamed to admit I got hooked on for a while and fortunately ultimately escaped, is a better choice. At least with Candy Crush, it becomes apparent at some point that in fact there is no end point. Life's achievements always give way to the opportunity to grow towards something else until the day you die. Pictionary. This game is less about a life strategy metaphor and more about a communication style. I think of Pictionary players as the people who seem to find it difficult to speak about what they want or need from you in clear language. Instead, they give you hints, sometimes not very clear ones, and then it's your job to guess correctly so everyone can win. And when you don't, it's your fault. And the last one, Trivial Pursuit. These are folks whose lives are consumed with everything trivial at the expense of never getting to where they would like to be. I'd like to change jobs, but I can't get my resume done because I have to clean the house, change the kitty litter, water the garden, cut down some wood, and make paper from the pulp in order to print the resume before I can think of what it is I would say on one. They may be very talented, but very few people will ever learn about them because they're stuck in the minutia. Do any of these games describe your life? Or someone you know? Are you having any fun playing it? I hope you found today helpful. If you did, please pass it on to someone else and suggest that they subscribe to my blog. Until next time, take good care.